Let's open in a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that we would be as a deer and just pant for a better and more meaningful relationship with you. May your love be perfected in us, Lord. Tonight, as we serve you in this way, I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're going to start in verse 7. This is the word of God. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. We are to love one another because love comes from God. When we have genuine love for each other, it reveals that we are truly born of God. And here's the warning also. If you do not love, you do not know God. And we see the manifestation of God's love. He sent his only Son into this world that we may live through him. We have life in Christ because God loves us. Let's pray together. Father, this is amazing. You are the God of the universe and you love us. And you sent your Son into this world that we may live through him and be your children. Thank you, Father. I praise you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We're going to start out the congregational songs with a song that should make us all want to sing. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. So let's stand as we sing this opening song. God sent his Son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds a future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone.
And life is worth the living just because he lives.
Thank you. You may be seated.
We move on to verse 10. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. Here we see some more of God's revealed love, and we see the standard of love that was set by God. Ultimate sacrificial love. Complete and total denial of self. Complete and total forgiveness. And we see the truth of love. It is not dependent on being loved first. God says, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. We must pay God's love forward. We must love each other in this same way. God loved us first. God loved us completely. And God loved us perfectly. And by the power of the Holy Spirit abiding in us, we ought to love each other this same way.
Should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. We have a Redeemer. We're going to sing now, There is a Redeemer, and you can remain seated as we sing.
Son,
So grateful that the Father gave us the Son. And the song that can best illustrate what the Son did for us is called The Power of the Cross. I'm going to ask that you stand for this song and appreciate the story that's told through this song as we do recognize the power of the cross.
See the dawn of the darkest day.
The power of
is mine to live.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we know that through your suffering we are free. We're free from the bondage of sin. We're free from the deserving place in hell. We are set free because you have come and saved a wretch like each one of us. And Lord, we pray now as we continue this study through your love that we can just appreciate what you have done for us. And we just thank you that we can stand forgiven at the cross. In thy name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
So we move on to verse 13. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. And so we come once again in the book of 1 John to assurance. Am I a child of the living, holy creator of the universe? Am I a child of God? Does the Holy Spirit abide in me? Have I seen by faith that God sent his Son to be the Savior of the world? And do I testify and do I confess that Jesus is that Son? Jesus is the Son of God. We know that God is in us because God is in us. The testimony of God is in us. We know God, and we know for sure.
Join us as we sing.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission. Of rapture now burst on my side. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
All I want
to verse 16. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We know that God loves us, and we believe that God loves us. We know and believe that God's love for us is the reason that Christ came. And we know and believe that God's love for us is the reason that Jesus died for us. We also know and believe that because of God's love, we are forgiven and cleansed from all unrighteousness. We have no fear, because as he is righteous, so are we righteous in this world. We have no fear because as he is righteous, so are we righteous before our judge. Because of the love of God, we are righteous in Christ.
This next song we're going to sing, it asks the question, or it helps us to understand, talks about, I know whom I have believed. It says, I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. And then the chorus has just so great in how the words are portrayed here. But I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Let's stand and sing this song and proclaim that chorus out each time.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day. I know not how this saving faith to me he did impart, nor how believing in his word wrought peace within my heart. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded unto him against that day. I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through the Word, creating faith in him. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is I've committed unto him against that day. I know not what of good or ill may be reserved for me, of weary ways or golden days before his face I see. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded committed unto him against that day. I know not when my Lord may come at night or noonday fair, nor if I'll walk the vale with him or meet him in the air. But I know whom I have believed and am persuaded I've committed unto him against that day.
Thank you. You may be seated.
How important is love? Matthew 22:34-40, God's word tells us this. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all of the law and the prophets. Why, dear Lord, why do I love you? Why do I want to keep your commandments, and why do I obey you? Why do I love you? Verse 19. We love because he first loved us. Let's pray together. Father, there is nothing else. Your love is amazing. We did not deserve it. I don't know why you did, but you loved us first, Father. And may we love you back. Father, you have given us the Spirit. You have given us desire to love you. You have given us desire to love others. Father, I pray that that is our goal and aim in life. Father, move us in that direction mightily, I pray. In Jesus' name.
We love because he first loved us. What an amazing love. Let's stand as we sing, Amazing Love.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you are condemned. I'm alive and well. Spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your Spirit is within me. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you. Jesus, you are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, and it's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you.
Our Heavenly Father, may that be how we live our lives, that in all we do, we honor you. You have shown us how to love. You have given us that love freely. You have given of your Son to save us, and we thank you for that. And Lord, as we step out from these doors, may this understanding of your love never change, and may our lives live to honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You're dismissed.